Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
You know, over the course of this week, it has been so inspiring for me to cover and watch first responders be moved to the front of the line, prioritized, and made the first to receive the coronavirus vaccine from Pfizer. Well, today it became personal for me because my mother, who is a retired registered nurse but works part-time, was giving injections in my hometown of Lafayette, Louisiana. And don't you know, she gave a COVID shot to the doctor who helped save her life 20 years ago when she had breast cancer. A guy by the name of Dr. Briere's his last name. She called me this morning and she said, "Son," after I gave him the shot, I said to him, "Dr. Briere, you saved my life 20 years ago, and I hope this may help save yours."